And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
Hello, everyone. This is Melanie Gobert, your host for today's TTELT podcast, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. Today's guest is Peter Holly. He's an ELT freelancer based in Hungary, and his topic is sustainability and green ELT, a learner-centered activity for language extension. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thank you, Melanie. Thank you for the introduction, too. Go ahead.
Well, what can you tell us about sustainability and green ELT? What does that mean?
Right. Okay. Well, I'll start by saying we are in a bit of a hole, aren't we? And the basic rule with holes is that you should stop digging. I became interested in sustainability. I've always been interested in environmental issues and how to incorporate those in my teaching. But I started to become really interested about a year ago. And I attended online a conference with a speaker called Christopher Graham, who's done a lot of work with the British Council on the climate crisis and incorporating that into teaching. So he was really inspiring in terms of what I'm trying to do these days with my students. And I think for a lot of us, we're probably wondering, well, what has teaching got to do with the climate crisis? Why are we as ELT practitioners any use in that debate? I'd like to go back to a British Council quote from 2020, where the British Council said that ELT has a vital role to play in tackling climate change. Obviously, if we give our learners language tools in English, then they can understand, they can discuss, and they can work together on solutions to environmental issues. So we shouldn't underestimate our role in this issue. So I thought I'd start with just some general classroom ideas that we can incorporate in our teaching and run through those. Give some points to consider that we should always have at the back of our minds, and then lead on to one particular activity that I've done with my own students, which has worked very successfully. So that's my framework for the podcast. So some initial classroom ideas. The first one I'd like to talk about is introducing quick and easy green routines into lessons. So this could be at the start of every lesson, making sure you've got recycling bins in the classroom so your learners can separate out their plastic waste, their paper waste, any other food waste perhaps, so they can put those in the right bins and have that as a routine in your classrooms. The second one is that we should try to teach students in and with nature. And this leads on to biodiversity as a sustainability issue. So the idea that we should have plants in the classroom, for example, that our learners can grow, that if we can take them outside into the environment, then that's a very stimulating place for them to be in terms of language development. Leading on from that, then we should set our students fun environmental projects. This could be something like a beach cleanup or a cleanup in a park, that kind of thing. We should focus more lessons on environmental topics, and I'll come on to that in a minute. And perhaps a bigger thing to consider is to create a class green policy document together, where we often have a sort of negotiated syllabus or a set of classroom rules that we introduce at the beginning of each session with our learners. That's an opportunity maybe to make that into a green agenda, a green policy document. With all of these, though, I think there are three points we should consider. And these are ones that I'll share with you that Catherine Billsborough mentioned again in a British Council webinar just last November. And she actually mentioned five things, but I've selected three. One of them is that we should be always mindful of our students having what we call climate anxiety, and that we should always adopt a pedagogy of hope. So although I've said we're in a bit of a hole, we should stop digging, it's not all doom and gloom. We have to inspire our learners to believe that they can make a difference in this issue. The second thing is to start with your own curriculum. So your own syllabus, your own materials, what can you do to, we could say, green them up? What things can we incorporate with them? And a third thing is to think local. Learners are far more motivated by a local focus in materials. If you're teaching in a desert, for example, then doing an article on polar bears isn't going to resonate very much with your learners. So try to choose things which are local, if possible. So that leads me on to the particular classroom activity which I'd like to run through briefly. And that's what you could call a carbon footprint review. And this is a very useful exercise in terms of learners being aware of what they are doing with the environment, what their load is on the environment. And a good source of this for this activity is to go to a website. The URL is www.carbonfootprint.com, all lowercase. And if you go to the drop-down menu on that site, there's a section called Calculate. And under that section, there are free carbon footprint calculators that learners can use, and those will operate on a computer or they'll operate on a phone. These are widely available and they're free of charge. So a suggested procedure might be that you first of all pre-teach the context and the vocabulary that will occur with this activity. Then you move on to introduce the concept. And you as an educator could demonstrate the website to your learners so they know exactly what they're going to do themselves individually. The third step is for students to calculate their own carbon footprint. And then after that, there should be feedback and discussion of the results from that. And finally, just an idea for an extension activity. If the learner has a kind of global reach, if they're in touch with students from other countries, then maybe they can share their results. Maybe they can get in contact with them and see what kind of carbon footprint impact learners in other countries have. So that's the sort of five-stage suggested procedure for that activity. And if you're interested in sustainability and green issues, there is a great resource written by Christopher Graham. It's called 50 Ways to Be a Greener Teacher. And the ISBN for that title is 979-844-529-2050. And I can't recommend that book too highly if you're inspired by incorporating sustainability into your classroom. I wish you every success with that.
And thank you so much for joining us today, Peter. Thank you. This has been your host, Melanie Gobert, for today's episode of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome, Melanie. Thank you.
Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by Educators Worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media. And try a new teaching tip today.